Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Apple has Cupertino. Hershey has Hershey, Pennsylvania. Walmart, of course, has Bentonville. The retail giant's recent bribery scandal has the company on the defensive, but how's it playing at home in Bentonville?
Bentonville is a modern version of the company town. It's actually a very small town. The population of Bentonville is 25,000. It's an old community, but most of it is brand new. It looks like it was put up last week. And you drive around Bentonville, and all of the shopping centers and strip malls and office parks have logos of the great American corporations.
That's Charles Fishman, author of The Walmart Effect, speaking with us earlier this week. But to be fair, Charles doesn't live in Bentonville, Arkansas. Terry Nickum does. She's one of the restaurant managers at Fred's Hickory Inn in Bentonville. She joins us now. Terry, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for coming on the program. Terry, I come from a company town. I just mentioned it. I grew up in Hershey, Pennsylvania, the quintessential company town. And you come from a company town, too. Allegations like this where I come from would have had a lot of nervous people in the coffee shops, a lot of nervous people eating lunch. We have Chocolate Avenue in Hershey. People must be nervous where you live.
Well, there is some discussion about it. I mean, but it's not the main, source of discussion everywhere at this point. Walmart has a lot of integrity, and we believe that it will come out what happened, and there's probably a lot more to the story. You know, we have a lot of Walmart people, but we're not it's more like a community,
mm-hmm.
which I think Hershey, Pennsylvania would probably be much the same. I mean, you know, you just sort of embrace the people that are your Walmart people, and they're part of your community, and we don't think so much of them as the multimillionaire company, billionaire
right.
company.
The company people is separate from everybody else. But you mentioned, Terry Nickum, that Walmart has a lot of integrity, and I suppose that notion will, be tested in court maybe, or maybe in other forums. But the notion that Walmart has a lot of integrity these allegations must have come as a surprise to a lot of your neighbors and people that you work with, because they kind of go against that idea of integrity, if they're true.
Right. I think they come as a surprise, but when you're as big as Walmart, I mean, everybody is always challenging Walmart for something, and so I'm not saying that it's not a serious thing that they're dealing with right now. When they asked me about this yesterday, they asked me if it was all the buzz and everybody was talking about it. The only time that I'd heard anything about it was what I had read in the newspaper. And then it was on the news this morning. So there's probably some nervous people, but it's not the whole community that's nervous about it.
Life sounds like life just kind of goes on mostly as normal. I would ask you to speculate a little bit, because you know your town far better than I ever could. There's been speculation that, Walmart does business in a lot of countries around the world, South Africa, China, elsewhere, that investigators are going to start digging into their integrity all over the world, not just in Mexico. Is that a concern?
It is a concern. I mean, I think that the whole investigation is a little concerning, but I really do believe that they will come out on top.
Well, that's Terry Nickum from Bentonville, Arkansas, a company town, the company in this case, Walmart, which is by far the most important influence in Bentonville, Arkansas, another company town, just like the one maybe that I came from, Hershey, Pennsylvania, which is one of America's original company towns. So I sort of know where you're coming from, Terry. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.